The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
We hope you're having a great day. Thank you for joining us on Grace in Focus from the Grace Evangelical Society. Father-daughter team Catherine Wright and Ken Yates are leading us in what they call a highlight study of the book of Romans. And today, we've made it to chapter 5, Justified, Peace, Access, Hope, Trial, Tribulation, Maturity, Character, some of the great words that come out of chapter 5 of Romans. And they'll be here in just a minute after I tell you about our website, faithalone.org, a great website for free grace resources. All of our books are there, and you can go back and listen to these podcasts anytime you want. We are also inviting people to come to our National Conference 2023, the Grace Evangelical Society's National Conference, is happening May the 22nd through the 25th. Time is getting close, but there is still time and there's room for you to come and join us. This year, our theme is Vital Free Grace Issues. There'll be a lot of great speakers, and it's being held at Camp Copus, a family-friendly Christian camp, beautiful venue. And here is Bob Wilkin to describe it a little further.
Over the years, I've been to lots of conferences. Conferences for Bible scholars, for churches, for various parachurch ministries. And one of the things I've found, there's a wide variety of teaching, and much of that teaching is not real sound biblically. And I come away going, I didn't really hear that many messages that challenge my thinking on the Word of God. That's one of the things I like about the Grace Evangelical Society Conference is it's Bible-centered.
Thank you, Bob Wilkin. And friend, get registered today at faithalone.org. All the information and registration details are there, faithalone.org, faithalone.org. We'd love to see you at our national conference. And now here are Ken and Catherine with today's discussion.
We have been going through the book of Romans, not necessarily verse by verse, but we come now to Romans chapter 5. Mm-hmm. And Romans chapter 5 is a turning point in the book. We see that from the very first word, starting off in Romans 5, where Paul says, therefore. So I thought it would be a good idea if we looked at these first five verses. Catherine, why don't you read the first five verses of Romans chapter 5?
Sure. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
There is just so much in these five verses. Mm-hmm. I've already mentioned that they look back. That's what the word therefore is there for, where Paul says, therefore, having been justified by faith. The first four chapters of Romans deals with justification, that by faith alone, a person is declared righteous by God. His faith is counted as righteousness because none of us are righteous. That's what Paul says in Romans 3, verses 10 through 20. There are none righteous, no, not one, none seek God. And so now, after we have believed in Jesus Christ, God declares us righteous. And that's what Paul begins discussing here in chapter 5. He's going to talk about that in chapters 5, 6, 7, and 8. He says, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. The question now is, what does he mean by that? Well, in chapter 1, he says that mankind is under the wrath of God. And he does that in chapters 1, 2, and 3, because all of us fall short, all of us sin, and therefore all of us are under the wrath of God. What sin brings into my life is devastating. For example, in Romans 1, 18 through 32, he talks about what the wrath of God brings into a person's life. For the believer, that has changed. For the believer, he has been declared righteous by God. And because of that, he's at peace. We could say it like this, that when we were unbelievers, we were his enemies. But now that we have believed in Jesus Christ for eternal life and God has declared us righteous, we are now at peace with him. Because of that, Paul says in verse 2, we have access. What does he mean by that? We have access by faith. A lot of people have pointed out that Paul really doesn't talk too much about Jesus Christ being our high priest, not like the book of Hebrews, for example. But because I have been declared righteous by faith, I now have this privilege of having access to him through the Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul's talking about the same thing, that Jesus is our mm-hmm. high priest here.
Now we can go to him, right?
That's right.
Therefore, having been... All right, so we see what has happened for the believer. You have been justified, but then in verse 2, with this access, he says, we also. So there's something in addition. We're now talking about some of the other benefits. Okay, you have been justified, and because of that, you have peace, and not only that, but you also have access. We're starting to see just this wealth of blessings that the believer possesses by faith. And it's not just that they have eternal life. We're seeing all of the additional benefits that believers have in their position as the child of God. You now have access to him. You can go to him, especially in the context of struggling with sin.
Romans is primarily not a book about telling people how to go to heaven. Mm-hmm. It's a book that's telling us, what does it mean now that you are a believer? And as Catherine just said, one of the things is we're now at peace with God, whereas before we were his enemies. Another one is that we have this access to God.
This is also going back to our discussion on David, when he has committed an unbelievable act of sin, and yet he still has access to the Lord. He still can go to him, and there's still a peace that he has by the fact that he's justified by faith.
Yes.
Now he can go to the Lord and experience that forgiveness.
And the other thing that we would point out is pretty much everyone sees Romans 5, 6, 7, and 8 as a unit. Mm-hmm. And so what you see in these five verses that Catherine read are themes that you're also going to see in chapter 8. For example, this hope of the glory of God. There is a hope that he's going to talk about in chapter 8. And what is that hope? It's a hope of great rewards. Mm-hmm. It's a hope of reigning with Christ. And that's also related to the glory of God. When Christ comes back, he's going to sit upon his glorious throne, and he's going to share that glory with others. And then Paul also talks about tribulations. That's something else that Paul's going to talk about in chapter 8, that through our tribulations, God is taking those who have believed in Jesus Christ and molding them to become more like Christ and molding them to what they're going to be in the world to come, which is for those who walk according to the Spirit and suffer with him and go through those tribulations, they're going to reign with him. And he also speaks here of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is going to be central to all of chapters 5, 6, 7, and 8. In chapter 8, he's going to talk about the first fruits of the Spirit, which is a reference to when I walk as a believer by the Spirit, because now I have access to the Father because of my faith in Jesus Christ, the Spirit lives through me and produces the fruit that is going to be seen in the world to come. And so you can see here in chapter 5 that he is introducing themes that he's going to talk about in chapter 8, and it is all dealing with Christian living, mm-hmm. not, oh, I hope I make it into heaven. It is talking about rewards. It's talking about walking by the Spirit, and all of those things are possible because I have been declared righteous by God through faith in Jesus Christ. So, in verse 2, because we have believed in Jesus Christ and because we have been declared righteous, we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And then he says, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Again, this hope is not, I hope I make it to heaven. I hope I am truly saved. No, that's ridiculous. This hope of the glory of God is, I have a sure hope as I approach God through Christ, this access that I have now that I'm his friend, now that he's declared me righteous, now that I'm at peace with him, whereas before I was his enemy, he is going to live through me and share in that coming glory.
Not just that we get to live forever with the Lord, but that we have this promise that we can reign with him, that we can share in his glory as we faithfully follow him, that there is a point for our obedience. You know, sometimes as free gracers, we get attacked for not caring about sin. It's like, oh, it doesn't matter how you live. Those free grace people will say you can live however you want. We would say no. I think Romans is a clear statement that it does matter how you live. It does matter how you follow the Lord, but not to gain eternal life and not to prove that you have eternal life, but for the promises that he has to those who've been faithful, that they can share in this glory.
Another thing that comes out in these verses is a phrase that sounds almost unbelievable. Now we glory in tribulations because God uses those tribulations to make us more like Christ.
Peter talks about how we can rejoice in various trials, this testing. He talks about it like testing through fire, right? That you will be perfected through that process. And that's certainly a process that we're seeing depicted here in Romans as well.
It says that they produce in us perseverance and then character. And Paul ends this section by saying the love of God has been poured out upon our heart by the Holy Spirit. When we see these things happening, these tribulations, and we see him making us more like Christ, it is a display of his love for us.
It's such a rich passage. So we hope that this was an encouraging discussion and that you'll join us in our next episode as we continue our discussion in Romans 5. And remember,
keep grace in focus.
The Zane Hodges commentary on James, entitled The Epistle of James, Proven Character Through Testing, is available at discount to Grace in Focus listeners right now at faithalone.org. Get half price through April the 30th, 2023, when you use the discount code word James. That's faithalone.org. Would you like to deepen your understanding of Scripture and the Christian life? Well, a great place to start is our website. It's faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We've got all kinds of free materials on the site available for you. One of those, which is extremely popular, is our magazine, Grace in Focus. It comes out 6 times a year. It's full color, easy to read, and people are really growing who read it. So stop by and get a free subscription at faithalone.org. We would like to thank all of our financial partners who help us keep this show going. All gifts are tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out how you can be a financial partner, visit us at faithalone.org. We are so happy when we hear from listeners. Maybe you've got a question or comment or feedback. If so, please send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On the next episode of Grace in Focus, 3 words, much more than. Someone has said if you understand these 3 words, you can understand the book of Romans. Well, come and join us next time. This is the Grace Evangelical Society reminding you to always keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.